Armenia and Azerbaijan have agreed to a ceasefire in the Nagorno-Karabakh region starting at noon Saturday. The agreement follows 10 hours of talks between the two countries' top diplomats in Moscow. A statement says the truce is intended to exchange prisoners and recover the dead, while specific details will be agreed on later. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says the ceasefire should pave way for talks on settling the conflict. The latest outburst of fighting between the two sides began in late September and has left hundreds of people dead. U.S. authorities have canceled the second debate between Donald Trump and Joe Biden after the president declined to do a virtual debate. The Commission on Presidential Debates says it will turn its attention to preparations for the final presidential debate, scheduled for October 22nd. The commission announced on Thursday that the second debate that was scheduled for Miami would be held virtually due to concerns over Trump's COVID-19 diagnosis. But the plan was rejected by Trump. The CCTV sports channel of China Media Group has resumed NBA broadcasting. The channel suspended broadcast arrangements for NBA games a year ago after the league's commissioner Adam Silver supported improper remarks made by the Houston Rockets general manager over Hong Kong. Explaining the latest decision, a spokesperson for CMG says it's a normal broadcast arrangement for the CCTV sports channel to resume NBA broadcasts, given China has a widespread mass and fans' demand for viewing. The spokesperson also mentioned NBA's support for the Chinese people in fighting the novel coronavirus and its blessings to Chinese fans during the Chinese National Day and Mid-Autumn Festival holidays that just passed. Senior Chinese diplomat Yang Jiechi has discussed closer cooperation in the post-pandemic era during separate meetings with Sri Lanka's president and prime minister in Colombo. Yang said China will continue to push forward cooperation under the Belt and Road Initiative and advance cooperation ranging from trade to tourism, agriculture and education. President Gotabaya Rajapaksa promised that Sri Lanka will advance key BRI cooperation projects such as the Colombo Port City and the comprehensive development of the Hambantota Harbour. Sri Lanka is the first leg of Yang Jiechi's ongoing overseas tour. He will also travel to the United Arab Emirates, Algeria and Serbia. China's Mars probe has completed a deep space maneuver about 30 million kilometers from Earth, which was designed to help it achieve a sound rendezvous with Mars. Tianwen-1 was launched in late July. Going forward, it will travel along the Earth-Mars transfer orbit for about 4 months and complete 2 or 3 mid-course orbital corrections. 4 people are dead and over 50 others injured after a warehouse explosion in the Lebanese capital Beirut on Friday night. The cause of the explosion is not yet identified. The owner of the warehouse has been arrested. A UN agency says over 2.7 million migrants who wish to return home have been stranded abroad because of restrictions put in place to fight COVID-19. The International Organization for Migration says the world needs to urgently step up cooperation to allow people to return in a safe manner despite the coronavirus constraints.